Hello, and welcome to today's episode of the Performance Physique Podcast. My name is Arj, and I'm the head coach here at Performance Physique. Today's podcast episode is all about returning to the training, whether it's in the gym, on the track, in the pool. It's all about returning to training post-lockdown. It's a live Q&A that I did on Facebook. Go ahead, take a listen. Let me know how much you like it. What we have here is an unprecedented situation where many of us have had a long layoff from training, from exercise, and gyms are open or opening, tracks are open or opening, and therefore we have this desire to jump straight in and work super, super hard. Now, this is naturally great to have lots of motivation, lots of interest, lots of excitement, but we also have to be really, really, really smart about our return. If you picture things as simply as this, you have this, say, 20-week period of time now. That's actually probably nearer 30 weeks, isn't it? Until Christmas. So 30-week period of time. And if you go super hard, maybe 1, maybe 2 weeks in, you're then going to find yourself perhaps risking injury and definitely reducing, good morning, Claire, reducing your interest in continuing to perform, to go to the gym or to train at the track, because you get demotivated with the pain, the soreness, and perhaps those injuries that you sustain or that will occur along the way. So in those 30 weeks, we're 2 weeks in, and you'll find that, oh, now you've got to stay off training for another 1 to 2 weeks. This is not the ideal situation. We want to see some gradual progression. We want to see your return in the first 2 weeks be nice and moderate, nothing too crazy, getting the body used to being back within that environment, psychologically and physically. And then we can progress over that period of time, and we won't miss a single training session. Maybe we'll have a really hard 8 weeks building up and trying to resist going to the gym every single day or hitting the track or in the pool, whatever it is. But we'll reduce the amount of time out of training by graduating our return and resisting the temptation to go super, super hard. And we're going to look at a couple of specific examples shortly. Martin says, my injection didn't work. They think it's facet joint pain. Another injection coming off. Fingers crossed for you. Very frustrating, Martin. Danny, I didn't see Kipchoge's return. No. Tell me more, Danny. There's 6 of you online on Facebook right now. Claire over here on Instagram. NL Fitness over on Instagram. Do click like, love, ha, ha, share. Wow. Or angry face if you must. Share this around. Tag someone in the comments that you think watching. If you're watching live and you haven't said hi, I can't see you unless you say hi. So say hi right now. So if we take the easiest one to kind of knock on the head straight away is the track. Now, tracks have actually been open for quite some time. Lots of venues didn't actually have the opportunity to open. Good morning, Aidan. Lots of venues didn't have the opportunity to open, so they're only opening in line with the gym. And the track poses something unique in the fact it will make your ankles and your calves and your Achilles work incredibly hard. Much, much harder than you will have been used to. And because you can apply a little bit more power into the track than you can on the road, that kind of has an increased requirement of the calf muscle. So, oh my goodness, just over 204 and clocked a smooth, looks smooth and destroyed everyone. Wow, I need to watch that then, don't I? So, if you're heading out onto the track, extended warm-up periods, so really long warm-up periods, if you're going onto the track, I appreciate that lots of them have limits of 50 minutes, and therefore it might just be best for you to do some drills to start with, a warm-up, and then just a handful of reps. If you've got a normal track time period, there's no harm in you doing the full track session. You might just need a little more warm-up. You might need to remind yourself to do the drills that you just don't want to bother doing, but will actually benefit you in the long run, not just skill-wise, but also from the pain. We should be doing lots of bounces, so bounces on tiptoes. These bounces are 10 seconds off, 10 seconds on, 10 seconds off, lateral, forwards and backwards. Yes, Danny, good morning to you. We're talking return to training, Danny. So if we take that further, don't just think of your body as this single unit. Look after the lower limbs. Look after that ankle joint. Get a resistance band out and start working in like a clock face, actually. Start working 12 a.m., 1, 2, 3. Don't know why I chose 12 a.m. Might have been p.m., mightn't it? And work round the clock with the resistance band pulling and you working against that resistance. This will actually improve the range of motion that you have within your ankle. And this, Aiden, is something that I'm going to send to you a video. I promise I'll get that video to you today. Just something to warm up and improve the mobility around those ankles. Yes, just finished the session. How was it? First session back? No. You must have been in the gym. Early doors. Monday, I reckon. So we can use that resistance band. We can use some bounces. We should also be doing some calf walks, some really nice gradual calf walks. And if you're in the luxurious position of having some grass next to your track or in the middle of the track, then why not go and do part of your session on the grass? Allow the grass to take some of the impact for you. Means that you won't be doing everything on such a reactive and hardcore surface. Oh my goodness. Yes, Ireland's still on lockdown. Trend running or in the gym, Danny? So if we're heading onto the track, we've got a few things that we can look after there. If we're in the gym, the circumstance is a little bit different because we have all of these weights around us and we have so many body parts that we can be training. And it's this thing of, oh, I want to do this. I want to do chest and I want to do triceps and I want to do biceps and I want to do back and I want to do quads and I want literally every single body part. And what's really challenging about that is that we don't want to quell your motivation, but your motivation will struggle in the long term if you do not plan, structure, and develop a build-up. And this is why it's really good to have a coaching plan in front of you. Whether you need someone like myself building a coaching session, building a coaching structure, a periodization for you, or whether you're comfortable and getting a piece of paper out and writing it in on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and go into it with this fashion. Don't go trying to do a baseline test, maximal lifts. Ah, on grass. Ah, very good for getting it done, Danny, over there, over in Ireland. Yeah, if you are doing your session, don't go for baseline testing or maximal lifts or anything like that. Try to do something which is going to allow your body to not just get used to the lift itself, but neuromuscular adaptation. So the signal from your head to your arm of controlling, stabilizing the dumbbell. This sounds ridiculous, but if you haven't held dumbbells for 12 months, you will need to work on this. It will only take you a week or so to regain that ability, but you will need to do it. I would aim for hitting higher repetitions. I would go for 10 to 15 repetitions. Good morning, Chris. How are you? We're talking return to training. And with those higher repetitions, I'm not talking about doing like 0% effort. I'm talking about still finding the last three reps challenging, but you're not working maximally. That's really, really important. Divide up your body parts. Aim to hit the gym three times with a rest period, a rest day in between each of those. Don't go for the full 6-day split or whatever it is necessarily. And if you haven't done any plyometric training, any maximal lift training during the last 12 months, don't do it. You are asking for problems to occur by doing so. Now, one thing that I would really, really encourage everyone to do though is an isometric hold for different body parts. Isometric hold basically means we're holding a weight and we're not pushing it and we're just holding it still. So it might be in the squat rack, holding a squat in a quarter squat position and then a split leg stance, one leg straight, the other leg bent. It might be shoulder press and holding it here and holding it high. And all we're doing in this isometric movement is we're A, telling the mind, the brain, we're ready to lift, we're going to lift a heavy weight. But we're also giving the opportunity for small contractions to take place and prepare the tendons. Tendon damage occurs when we basically go at a faster force rate development than what the adaptation has occurred in the tendon. Now, if you haven't been training for 12 months, your tendon strength, probably elasticity, will have reduced. Therefore, do some isometric holds, start building that tendon strength, And then in 4 weeks' time, we can go hard. We can hit our next phase of training and we can really work forwards. I think everyone should be training like athletes right now, not like bodybuilders. Training like bodybuilders will probably be putting yourself in a position of injury risk. Training yourself like an athlete, a very well thought out program to help work all parts of your muscular development will really, really take you through to those next steps. And I had a message actually yesterday just about how fasting, how Ramadan, and they're desperate to hit training again now gyms are open, but how can they manage that with their fasting? And you know, should they be doing cardio as well as muscular training, as well as the fact that they're going to be in a very long period of fasting? And the basic need was, A, it's goal orientated, B, it's individualistic. If you're not training around food, don't train for maximal effort and maybe minimize your cardiovascular days. If you don't need to do cardiovascular training for anything other than enjoyment, you know, you're fairly healthy right now, minimize your number of days cardiovascular training, maybe do the jog, the run, or whatever it is you like to do 2 days per week as opposed to 5 days per week with each of those weight training sessions. So that's gym-wise and that's track-wise. Nutrition, we'll get to it, but Nis Nir Thapa, hello, where are you watching from? You have a question. Nutrition, do you need to eat back your calories burned from running on top of your daily total daily energy expenditure to prevent muscle strength loss and aid recovery? Give me a little bit of context. What is the situation? What is the goal that you're working for at the moment? Are you looking for a calorie reduction? So are you looking to hit a calorie deficit? Or is performance the only thing that's really important here? If performance is the only thing and you're looking to maintain body weight, then you need to return to eat those calories back. Being able to actually ascertain just how many calories you've burnt, you can use something called METs, so metabolic equivalents, but these are notoriously rudimentary. They're not very accurate. So it can be a risk by trusting those entirely, eating them back, and you'll find you're actually gaining weight. In terms of preventing muscle loss, it's very difficult to lose muscle if we have one or two things in place. If you have muscular stimulation from resistance training or hard sprint training, you won't really lose muscle mass. If you have a sufficient protein intake, so we're talking 1.6 to 2.5 grams per kilo of body weight, then you won't sustain muscle loss. So keep your protein consumption high. Ideally, that's from an animal source, but if it's from a vegan or vegetarian source, make sure it's much, much higher. And then in terms of recovery, yes, maintaining carbohydrates and calories within your diet will aid recovery. Protein consumption throughout the day, particularly post-training, will be important, but it doesn't need to occur in the 30 minutes after training. That open window kind of thing is a load of exaggerated marketing jazz, basically. But Nis, give us a little bit more context. What is the goal that you have right now that you're looking to obtain, and then perhaps we can help you there further. At this point, if you are enjoying, if you're finding this useful or beneficial, please click like, love, ha ha, wow. Share this to your feed. It'd be awesome to share this to your feed. Tag someone in the comments. Maybe someone you know will benefit from learning or listening to this short clip. I have 2 minutes to talk about nutrition. If you have a question, outstanding question, write it in the comments. So, nutrition on recovery to exercise. So Nis has really helped us out there. That for nutrition, we need to think of the top end goal. What's the main thing we're looking to do here? If we're looking to burn fat, you know, lose a little bit of lockdown weight that everyone keeps talking about, don't start thinking, I've trained this much, so I need to eat a little bit more. That's not necessarily true. It will be beneficial for you to have some carbohydrates and some food in the tank before you go training, so you can train maximally, so you can train as hard as you possibly can, but you don't need to eat all of those calories back. You won't lose weight, really. You won't improve body composition by trying to train harder than your diet is. Your nutrition needs to be paramount. You need to be in that calorie deficit. I would encourage every single one of you to be taking that protein content nice and high. So I mentioned those values to Nis a second ago of 1.6 to 2.5 grams of protein. That's whey protein or any kind of protein that you have in your diet, to be quite honest, per kilo of body weight.
majority of us can make do with 1.8 to 2 grams, no matter what our goal is, but we can be a little bit more specific, tailored to each of your individual needs. I would also encourage you to have veg really high. A really high veg content will act as basically the keys to the door. So they're micronutrients, they're vitamins. And without those vitamins being sufficient, we'll never be maximally healthy, and we won't also be able to make the most of the protein that we're absorbing or the macronutrients that we're taking in. And then hydration, it's a really simple one, but aim to make sure that your normal day without training, without those extra environmental constraints of heat, etc., nice sunny day like today is going to be, we need to be having at least 2 liters of water in the day. So if you're training, throw that up to towards 3 liters and it'll be absolutely fine. Cool. Martin's got a question. After a long absence, 6 months from running Arch, how long should it take to get back? About same time or less? Back to top fitness, is that, Martin, you're saying there? Just let me know if it's back to top fitness, because you can recover the aerobic system actually quite quickly. You would need about 4 weeks to regain base conditioning. 4 weeks of good training of, good morning, Ewan. Thanks for joining us. If you have any questions, do post them. So if you have about 4 weeks of interval work with an easy run in there, training 3 to 4 times a week, you will be in a very good position after 4 weeks to start really training hard, following a good program. There used to be an old rule of thumb, 1 week out is 2 weeks back. I think in your actual circumstance, I think it could be less than equivalent though. So if you're saying 6 months out, I actually think it would be less than 6 months returning. Obviously we'd need to evaluate where your starting point is, but fingers crossed, you get some good positive news from the doctor. And Martin will take you home. Your hand and guide you through to that recovery. No problem at all with that. Right, any more questions? I think I'm going to turn this into a podcast, this one. And if this is of interest, if you like these live Q&As, I pay for a year's license up front, so I should probably make use of it, shouldn't I? So let's do more of these. If you have any questions though, right now, pop in the comments. I'm gonna give you 60 seconds whilst I have the best performance enhancing supplement, caffeine. This is an espresso. Well, a very big. This is just a couple of shots of espresso in a cup, actually. I forgot how much I absolutely love doing these. So we have Ewan over here. We have Coda and Brenda. Where are you guys watching from? Really good to see you. Thank you ever so much for joining us on Facebook, guys. You've got 20 seconds left. Then we will be disappearing. Can we have cocktails and Q&A back? So Claire on Instagram, she was a regular with the Q&As, and she's a member of the Performance Physique Training Hub, so this is like an accountability nutrition area. We've got Claire this week, the first of the exclusive 4-minute morning. This is coming to the Performance Hub. But yes, in lockdown one, I used to do cocktails with Arj as our live Q&A, and it's kind of a hobbit. That's a book. It's a habit of mine, doing some kind of home bar work. So I would make a nice cocktail and sit down with everyone and virtually and do this Q&A. Kodam from the USA. Excellent, Kodam. If you have any questions regarding nutrition, health, running, fitness, we're just wrapping up now, but do post them and I'll answer those. You've got 30 seconds to post away. This is a cool little whiteboard, by the way, over here, guys. Instagrammers can see this whiteboard. This is where our planning is taking place for the next stages of Performance Physique. But we're working very, very hard on launching a marathon running program that goes straight to your Garmin watch, which is really, really cool. Writing that at the moment. Don't you get a sneak peek of that? we're looking at maybe getting some, I was about to let it go, getting some exciting things in place that our in-person clients will be able to use. We have invested in a load of top-level technology. When I mean top-level technology, Premiership clubs are just about to buy into it. We've invested in it, and we're gonna be doing some analysis. We spent this weekend doing some analysis with some of our junior athletes, and we're going to be extending that further. Aidan, if you're still watching, you're going to be one of those. But, Claire, what she's looking forward to 4 Minute Morning, has been redoing 2021 season along with a few added extras. Excellent. Fantastic. I think it's Thursday. It will come out into the hub. I'm looking forward to that. Everyone, thank you very much for joining us. Please do kind of shout about what we're doing. Share the Instagram, share the Facebook page. Absolutely passionate about making 2021 this really successful year, not just for us as a business and my coaches, but also for you guys. We've had a really tough 12 months. Let's make the next 12 months a really, really good one. Right, everyone, thank you very much for watching. Thank you very much for listening. Take care, enjoy your day, and I will see you very soon.
Thanks so much for listening. I do appreciate all the listens and all the views that we get on the podcast. Remember, if you have a question that you would like me to answer or discuss, send me an email, info@performancephysique.co.uk, or DM us on Instagram, that's @performance_physique, or on Facebook, or all the other locations. For now, though, do take care, make sure you subscribe, and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.